720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Our next guest is a rock star, Dave Ennett. You may want to pay attention. I love this woman. She's been in the fitness industry for 30 years. You shouldn't say that because you look much younger, okay? She is the regional group fitness director at Fitness Formula Clubs, and her Formula 94 class is without a doubt the most popular class in the company. I know because I take it every Saturday morning at North and Sheffield. It is Lois Miller. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's weird to see you in normal clothes.
Yeah.
And not yelling at me.
Says, right? Exactly.
Come on, Pete. Let's go.
That's the way to do it.
It's very, very nice. This is the time of year where people want to get in shape. And I wanted to bring you in, first of all, because you're so enthusiastic with the classes. And you just want to bring everybody in. It's very inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave and I worked out together yesterday. And Dave takes a lot of classes. That's why we get along so well.
Yeah, but I don't as much now because we had them at the gym when we were at the Tribune Tower.
And right. No classes now, in this building.
This place.
You know, you can go outside the building to take classes.
That's true. We can change all that.
But Dave, what do you look for in a good class?
I think, first of all, I need to be pushed to do things I wouldn't be doing on my own. That's key.
Absolutely.
And secondly, to get help in terms of technique.
Mm-hmm.
If the instructor will come over to me, if I'm confused or getting it wrong, or sometimes there are a lot of steps and I can't keep, I mean, just the process.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you lose track of where you are. And so to have an instructor who'll come over and say, here, try this instead, or you're not doing it right.
That's definitely. Well, important. A good teacher will absolutely do that. You know, the nice thing about taking group classes is the workout is already thought out for you. So it takes the guesswork out of it, which is really nice for a lot of people. I feel that most people that come into the gym, they need help in some way, shape, or form. And that's what group classes are really going to give you. And you're absolutely right. Our goal is to take you to a place you would normally not go by yourself.
How do you get people to take that first step? Because I was never a class guy, and I did it as a New Year's resolution because I know I had pushed myself. And I finally walked in, and I thought to myself, okay, that wasn't so hard.
Right, exactly. It's kind of like jumping off the high dive at the community pool, you know? You can look at it and think about it, but once you do it, then you realize it's not so bad. And, you know, the nice thing of it is when you come into the studio, you're part of the community. You're one of a group of people. You're there for the same reason. And once you discover that, you just have so much fun. And that's what we hope brings people back.
Well, your Formula 94 class, can you explain what it is on Saturday morning?
Yeah, so it's crazy, and we love it so much. It's the studio is 94 degrees, so it's a nice heat.
94 degrees.
But better than that.
I'm sweating right now.
Right.
And the air conditioning's on in the studio.
Exactly. And the humidity is 40%. So it's a wet heat, which is amazing. And I developed that class because I'm very arthritic, and I knew that I feel so much better when I work out in the heat, and I knew I could not be alone. So it was a little bit of a gamble, you know, 94 degrees. Are people going to want to come in and take that class? And they do all year round. It can be 94 degrees outside in the summer, and people still come to that class.
Really?
So it's total body conditioning.
Yep.
We've got lighter weights. You push play, and we just go nuts in there.
Well, you can. People are afraid, I think, first of all, to take a class because they feel like they have to keep up with all the other members.
Right.
And you say to yourself, or you say to the class at the beginning of class, is there anyone here that hasn't taken the class? And a few people raise their hands. Mm-hmm. It's like, just go at your own pace.
Absolutely.
There's no reason to push yourself like crazy the first class that you've ever taken.
Yeah, definitely. You can take breaks. You take water when you need to. If you need to leave the studio and come back in, you can. You know, it's your workout. It's not a competition, but I think that's the beautiful thing about group is you're motivated by other people. It's like energy feeds energy.
That's the key.
Yeah, it's really, and it motivates me as well. I mean, I come out of every single class, and I'm just so grateful that people get up in the morning and want to come take. Yeah.
So what sorts of things, Lois, are you doing in 94 degrees of heat and humidity?
Oh, it's horrible. She tortures us.
It's a little bit of everything, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's traditional workout, you know, movements. It's squats, it's shoulder presses. You know, you have weights in your hands. You have to be mindful of the people that are around you, but it's just nonstop movement. And I think it's the music too, that for me, I'm very motivated by music, and I always want to choose a playlist that I hope will resonate with the rest of the group. You know, you mix in a little bit of rap, a little bit of EDM. I'm really into mashups these days, so you get some good, you know, Huey Lewis in the News mixed up with a little Cardi B. And
I mean, think about the last time you went to a fitness class and they're playing Huey Lewis. I mean, I'm loving that.
It's the best thing. You know, because it's amazing how you remember the lyrics to every single song.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
So it kind of takes you back. It's very nostalgic. And why not mix that with a workout?
Right. As a fitness instructor, what classes do you take?
Oh, boy. So I love class. I actually take classes that I would never teach, which would be yoga or a dance format. Because it's good for me to be a student, especially when I'm the one always leading the class. So it's a good exercise in listening to somebody else. But also, you know, we all know the benefits of yoga and just to take your body in a different direction. And I love to dance. I mean, who doesn't love to dance? So a little bit of Zumba or a little bit of hip hop, you know, why not?
Why not?
What is a cardinal sin someone would make taking one of your classes? Like if you see somebody in the class doing something, what is it that drives you crazy?
I think one of the things is when they're always looking at the clock. You know, it's like, you know, you want to be present, and I think that's important. But there's not too much that somebody could do that would throw me off my game. I think, you know, people getting there is number one, and just to not take yourself too seriously and just enjoy yourself.
Isn't 90% just showing up?
It really is. I mean, once you get yourself in the door, I mean, I think the music and the mood and your instructor, I mean, we just kind of take over. And yeah, you just gotta get in there and enjoy yourself.
The 80s, 90s playlist is my favorite from you.
We're going to do it this Saturday.
I love it.
Yeah. Most people like it. Even the millennials, they're loving. I think, you know, you grow up with older brothers and sisters and you're used to listening to certain artists. And yeah, it seems to be the most popular.
We're all creatures of habit. I'm in the same spot every Saturday morning.
You're right by the door, Pete.
Because people walk out.
He's got his exit strategy before we even get started.
I can leave right away in the back of my mind, even though I'm not going to leave.
But I know where you're at.
Some people walk out, so I get that cold air. It's so hot.
But it is true. People love their mats. I think we should start selling real estate because
it's crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, nuts. Yeah. Lois Miller in studio with us. She is the fitness instructor at Fitness Formula Clubs. I'm going to take a break, and I want you to give us three takeaways, because this is the time where people start thinking about, okay, January 1st, you know, that's my milestone. I got to get back in shape. Three takeaways that they can jumpstart their workout, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Lois Miller is here. She is the fitness instructor. You're the head of fitness over at Fitness Formula Clubs.
That's right. Yeah.
There's a lot of F's in there. The fitness.
Yeah. Fitness FFC, formula. We keep it short.
FFC. Yeah. Yes. And the website is ffc.com. Is
that's
that right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who is the member of the month this month? I can't remember.
Oh my gosh. Well, each club has their own member of the month.
What?
Yes.
I thought I was a member. All over
you're
Chicago.
The member of the year. We just haven't, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm the first to let
Dave, I'll send you the link. I posted it on my Facebook page. I was the member of the month.
Oh, I would think so.
I bugged them for probably a year before they made me the member of the month. I wanted to do that. And there's a picture of Lois and me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the website.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Three takeaways for people to jumpstart their workout starting at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I think, you know, the number one thing is bring a friend. I think there's strength in numbers, you know, and whether it's your roommate or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whomever, bring somebody else and experience it together. I think, you know, there's going to be days where you don't want to do it and that person might want to. And then, you know, you've just got a buddy that'll team up with you.
Okay. So bring a buddy.
Bring a buddy. And I think the other thing too is don't wait for a Monday. Don't wait for the first of the month. Just get in there and do it. You know, I think if you schedule it, which is so great, the great thing about our app is you can actually schedule your class and it'll go right to your calendar. So it's right there. It's like an appointment. It's like a conference call. It's like a date with your husband. It's on your calendar and just stick to it every week.
You have to have a plan before you go. Isn't
Definitely.
That right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's so true. You go, and that's the great thing about taking group classes is there's, you know, like I said earlier, take the guesswork out of it. But I think, you know, it keeps you on track. It keeps you motivated. And if it's not fun, then you're just not going to stick to it. So find something that just brings you some joy.
I feel like I've taken every class on the planet except Pilates.
Yeah.
And my wife got us a married Pilates class that we're going to take together.
Wonderful.
So we're going to do a few of those.
Absolutely.
What can I expect? I don't even know what it is.
You know, you have to go in there with an open mind. And I think a lot of people think there's prerequisites that you have to have before you take a group class. But I think you just have to go in there, listen to your instructor, be honest about maybe what some of your issues are, whether it's bad back or bad knees, and just enjoy it. And you'll probably be really pleasantly surprised at how well you're going to
do. So what do you do? Is it core? Are you stretching?
Yeah, you know, it's very core-centric, but Pilates is total body. So yeah, it's going to be a little bit of flexibility.
Okay.
It's great because it makes your body move in ways that you probably normally wouldn't outside of class.
Have you taken it, Dave? Pilates?
I've never taken Pilates. No.
You know, all the athletes are taking Pilates these days. All the professionals.
You
are.
Know who was Jake Arrieta was really into Pilates.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely. Right. That's right. I feel like as I get older, I need to stretch more.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Especially in the morning when I have a sore back.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, my body hurts more now.
Yeah. I think the first thing that goes in all of us are our knees and our backs. But yeah, incorporating flexibility training in your program is so important, but it doesn't take a lot of time. It could be 3 minutes in the morning. It could be 2 minutes at night. Hamstrings, low back, especially if you're someone that sits a lot. We find that a lot of folks that are at desk jobs, they really need to open up chest and shoulders and hamstrings get tight.
Do you take yoga, Dave?
I have taken it, but I found I wasn't very good at it, and I got discouraged.
But that's what's great. You don't have to be good at it. You know, it's definitely, you know, learning anything new. It's, you know, it's not a linear process. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. But the important thing is you stick to it. And even if you go once a week, you're going to benefit. It's so much better than not going at all.
There's a 10-minute yoga on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
That is fantastic because I get so bored after an hour just stretching and laying there and trying to find my inner chi or whatever it is. Give me 10 minutes.
Absolutely. And that's 10 perfect. Minutes, it's better than nothing at all. Definitely. And if it gets you to do it, then it's well worth it.
Diet.
Ooh, yeah, diet. You know, there's really no, you know, formula to it other than just don't eat the bad stuff. You know, they say processed, packaged, prepared foods. Just, you know, if you've got to read a food label, then maybe you shouldn't be eating it. You know, fresh fruits and vegetables and lean proteins and drink more water. I think that's the number one thing, too. Most of us are drinking sodas
and coffee.
Sugar's
the devil, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you can have your treats. You can have your wine. You know, you can have your cheesecake. But, you know, I think, you know, limit that. And for the most part, you'll figure out that your body just feels so much better when you eat the good stuff.
So the bottom line is, if you have a New Year's resolution to get in shape, just show up.
Just show up.
Just
absolutely.
There.
Yeah. You know, when if you fall off the wagon a little bit, it's okay. We all do, myself included. You just have to get back and make it a priority and it'll work for you.
You can find Lois Miller screaming at me at FFC Clubs on
see, North, I would come just to see that.
North in Sheffield. You always call me out, especially at the worst time.
Because you're so fun.
Oh, I'm dead. And it's like, oh, Lois, why me? Why me? FFC.com. And where can people follow you on social media?
So social media, my Instagram, I'm Lois Front Row. And on Facebook, you can just find me. I'm under Lois under FFC.
You're the best. Thank you for coming
in. Thanks, Pete.
It's good to see you, and I'll see you Saturday.